USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's freeze on U.S. funding to the WHO is not going over well around the world, mainly because the United States picks up a lion's share of the funding. But according to Far East expert Gordon Chang, the president's move was the right one to make.
Although the WHO does much fine work with its professionals and its doctors, I don't think that it can operate in an effective manner to aid countries as long as you have Dr. Tedros and some of the other senior officials there.
For the two-year budget cycle of 2018 and 2019, the United States government did give the WHO $237 million. The next closest country is Great Britain at $43 million. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill facing pressure to add more money to the small business loan program as it's projected to be out of money by Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When you hear all this stuff on the radio, you know, you're like, yeah, right. So when I heard the Balance of Nature commercial, I was like, yeah, right. You know, how can those pills give you more energy? But the amazing thing is it does. It works. All the claims of Balance of Nature work. I mean, I have more energy. Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I would walk up the hill from feeding the horses and I'd just be dragging. And I'm like, I hate feeling this way. I've got years more to live. I don't want to feel tired all the time. And now I have plenty of energy. I used to have to, you know, always say, okay, I'm going to take a nap at 2 o'clock because I'm so tired I can't stand it, you know, and now I've taken a nap in weeks.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Stimulus checks have begun arriving in your bank account electronically, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The government says millions of Americans should start seeing their coronavirus stimulus money arrive today. The Treasury Department says the $1,200 payments will be hitting the accounts of over 80 million people. The first payment started rolling out on Friday. The payments are part of the federal government's $2 trillion aid package as the pandemic is roiling the U.S. economy.
The Reverend Franklin Graham says he's being harassed by some congressional lawmakers and others who have criticized his medical organization, which operates a field hospital in New York City's Central Park for coronavirus patients. Samaritan's Purse erected a 14-tent, 68-bed hospital emergency field in Central Park that's staffed by a team of more than 70 doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes a look at some of the more notable celebrity deaths from coronavirus.
The entertainment industry has been rocked by the deaths related to the coronavirus pandemic. The worlds of music, theater, sports, film, and television have lost many veteran performers. Four-time Tony Award-winning playwright Terrence McNally died March 24th. Also, jazz musician Manu Dibango and fashion designer Jenny Polanco. On March 25th, we lost chef Floyd Cardos. And on March 26th, actor Mark Bloom. On March 29th, we lost country singer Joe Diffie. CBS broadcast journalist Maria Mercader died March 29th. British actor Andrew Jack passed away on March 31st. On April 1st, we lost musician Adam Schlesinger from the band Fountains of Wayne. Jazz pianist Els Marsalis died also on April 1st. And on April 2nd, author and actor Patricia Bosworth. On April 4th, NFL kicker Tom Dempsey passed away. And Grammy Award-winning folk singer and songwriter John Prine died while receiving treatment for COVID-19 and pneumonia.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.